Human trafficking invades the Winter Olympics. A school in India is close to reaching its financial goal. And out of the rubble of disaster grows a solid ministry in Guatemala. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Winter Olympics have brought more than just games to Vancouver. Trafficked women have also poured in. Jamie McIntosh of International Justice Mission says with an overwhelmed border control,
it's much easier to pass somebody off as a tourist coming to visit and view the games, when in reality there is a trafficker lurking behind the scenes.
Many advocacy groups raised concern about trafficking in Vancouver early on, but authorities seemed unfazed. McIntosh says there's no way of knowing how bad it's gotten. Hope now rests in the response afterward and in prevention for the upcoming World Cup in South Africa.
There is a role for the body of Christ. We need to draw near to those who are broken, those who are abused, those who are oppressed. We need to provide the same protection for them that we would want if we were trapped in that situation ourselves.
Sharing the gospel as the church reaches out. We'll connect you to IJM at our website. Next, Gospel for Asia supported pastor Kundan Bose and his congregation in South Asia have been evicted from their church home. The house church had been meeting in a home of one of the believers. Two of the owner's sons are opposed to Christianity and told the church to leave. Many others in the village are also opposed to the gospel and church activities. Pray that this village will be drawn to Christ and become a great blessing to the neighboring communities. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 months ago, Worldwide Christian Schools shared a need involving one of their partnering schools, New Life Academy in Orissa, India. The school was renting a facility where their new building was under construction. Worldwide's Emily Kluster recaps the situation.
Their Hindu landlord wants to give the land to his children. So he's evicting them this upcoming April. So really, there's quite the timeline here.
Worldwide had less than 4 months to respond. A funding issue complicated the deadline, which meant they had to trust God for almost $100,000 in less than 120 days.
We're rushing through to try to get the funding to the school so that they can finish the building they had already started on land that they had already purchased.
God answered in a way that laid the foundation for future outreach.
We have just $10,000 to go to reach our goal of $87,000, which is fantastic news for this school. Construction has been underway, and we are planning a building dedication there in early May.
Next, many aid groups have long forgotten the 2005 India-Pakistan earthquake. The Evangelical Alliance Mission hasn't. David Davis, his team, is still rebuilding in Pakistan.
We're trying to change from relief and aid to long-term sustainable development types of projects. So we've done some agricultural advising in a number of villages. We're doing teacher training, health training, water projects, to try to meet the real needs of people.
Davis says this work provides opportunities to share the gospel.
The more we know them and help them with some of their real felt needs, then the more opportunity we have to share our faith with them.
Islam dominates most of Pakistan, and Christian persecution is high, but
generally speaking, people are very open to talk about faith issues.
Pray these conversations combined with team's aid efforts would draw many to Christ. For more information on team's work in Pakistan, go to missionnetworknews.org. And 34 years ago this month, a deadly earthquake ripped apart Guatemala City. February 1976 also marked the beginning of AMG International's ministry in Guatemala. Out of the rubble of that disaster grew the solid ministry of AMG Guatemala that stands stronger than ever. Today, AMG Guatemala acts as the hands and feet of Christ to nearly 7,500 kids with a staff of over 500 people. They want to grow into other needy areas too. Keep praying for open doors. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample before you subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.